Joining us this morning, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Bowerman is here. Hello.
Good morning, Renee and Mike. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. And it was a big day Friday.
It was a big day. We dropped off 409,000 ballots at the local general mail facility. Our mail is supposed to go out of Denver, but we've been working and obtain a waiver so that we can have them delivered here. That saves a day or two for our voters. So
yeah, because we were talking about it when he first came in. Like my ballot showed up on Saturday. I was surprised because usually, like we mentioned, it all goes to Denver, and then with the holiday, you would have thought everything was delayed.
Usually, most people start to see them Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, but now I think probably 80 to 90% had their ballot in their mail on Saturday. I only heard reports of in Monument, Falcon, and Calhoun that still were waiting for theirs. So hopefully they get theirs today.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So 409,000 ballots. And of course, this is a mail-in or a drop-off.
It is. You know, citizens can put a stamp on it and drop it off in their mailbox. You can save the postage. We had 16 mail ballot drop-off boxes, but we added 10 more. Wow. Do you have a moment for me to list a couple of them?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we have one out at the Tiffany Square Center, which is at I-25 in Woodman, Bear Creek Park, Monument Creek Park, at Fort Carson for our soldiers and stuff down there and anyone who's retired. We have it at UCCS, Pikes Peak Community College, the Rampart, the North campus,
okay.
And then also at the South Campus, the Centennial Campus. We have it at the Monument Park and Ride, Black Forest Fire Station, and at a regional building, which is off of Printers Parkway. And we're in the process of adding 9 more so that we can have them hopefully before the presidential primary in March. So making it really, really easy for people to vote.
Now, are these 24-hour drop-offs?
They are. So they got a camera, they got lights, so they're secure, and they're being monitored 24 hours a day.
So excellent. Chuck was laughing at me earlier. I was like, which is the one that's off of power? It's like the mother of, what do you guys call it?
It's the Moab.
Moab.
The Moab. And that's at East Library. It's the mother of all ballot boxes.
Because that one gets a lot of traffic, obviously.
It is, and it's the biggest in the country. So if you want to stop by and see the biggest ballot box in the country, go to the East Library.
I think check out Moab.
You take a picture of it and make a selfie or something.
Exactly. Like, it's me in Moab. So folks can start dropping off ballots, of course, anytime now.
Yes, and if somebody has mismarked their ballot, spoiled their ballot, they can do one of two things. Okay. They can put a line through the incorrect choice. They can color the oval in the correct choice and circle around that. That way you're indicating your voter intent. Or you can come to our voter service and polling center and get a replacement ballot. And we are open now at the Citizen Service Center on Garden of the Gods Road for people who need that extra service. They want a fresh ballot. They haven't registered to vote. They can come to our office, any of our motor vehicle offices, and register to vote, or go to govotecolorado.com and either register or update their voter registration.
And Chuck, let's talk deadlines. When do they need to be in the mail? And then when do they, if you're not going to mail it and you can do it in person, what's the deadline?
Yeah, if you're going to mail it to us, we say a week before. So we're looking at the 29th, 28th, 29th, 30th. Of this month, a week before the election date. If you're going to drop it off in one of our drop boxes, it has to be in our hands by 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th. So you can use one of those 26 boxes and drop it off. And, a major portion of our population is now within 3 to 5 minutes of a drop box. So very, 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 very easy for people to save the stamp. Who has a stamp anymore? You got to dig for one to find
right,
one.
Right, or go to the post office. Yeah. Right. And of course, don't wait to the last minute. We were kind of talking about that. I mean, there are some folks that do.
Sure.
But you can see traffic backing up. And you actually have to ask, like, sheriff's deputies to go
do have law enforcement that helps us with traffic around the ballot boxes at the last little bit of the last day. Drop them off early. We sent out the Tabor notices and the blue books came out a couple weeks ago. So you now have plenty of time to look at it. It's a short ballot. Only a front and back of an 8.5 by 11, so there's not a lot of things on this year's ballot. So,
and of course, it depends on where you live. If you're in Manitou Springs, you've got some issues that are different from Colorado Springs, or if you're in the unincorporated area of El Paso County, then you're not looking at city issues.
Sure, your ballot is customized based on the jurisdictions you reside in.
And of course, just to clarify, Chuck, it is not too late to register.
It is not too late. In Colorado, you can register up to including election day. But let's update your address today. Let's get you registered to vote today so that you can have the maximum amount of time to vote your ballot.
Now, what's the website so everybody can go see all of this information, drop-off locations, including the new 10 drop-off locations and more?
Yeah, so we make it easy. Go to epcvotes.com. That stands for El Paso County, epcvotes.com. But if you like that personal touch, you can call our phone bank at 575-VOTE. That's 575-8683.
Perfect. Can you believe it's that time of year?
It is. When the temperature starts to change and the days get a little shorter, it's election time.
It is.
All right, absolutely. Chuck, we'll watch for results on election night. We appreciate you making time for us.
All right, you have a great day.
You too. 7:41, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock on your Tuesday morning.